connection to the sacred spirit is I think it's hilarious and it's everywhere. And I feel like I'm always listening and tuning and making sure that I'm seeing and hearing the signs correctly and making sure that I'm in the right path and how silly and funny it is, even if I'm not, that I'm going to be okay anyway. So it's really exciting because I feel like I'm always playing this beautiful like mystery game that's so obvious. I love it. Yeah. I feel like I try to be very in tune with what's happening because that's part of the joke. Yeah. All right. Well, just that's all. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Bridget for sending in that audio clip about what is sacred for her. If you have something that's sacred to you in this realm of the world, in the universe, and your connection to whatever and everything, or nothing at all, do send it in, and I'll include it in one of the clips. So I want to thank Bridget. You can find her online at Instagram and see her YouTube videos at Bridget Muhl, M-U-H-L, and look her up and go say hello. Also, I want to thank Lena for sending a question, or asking a question rather, about why we go backwards in our ways. And that's what this conversation that I'm going to have with you in a moment is all about. Thank you once again. And there are two things I want to share, a little housekeeping. First, if you would like to send in an audio clip of a minute, that would be fantastic. And just tell us your name and where people can find you if you want. And what is sacred to you? And how do you divine? How do you stay in conversation with the sacred? And next, on the website at sacredstart.com, you can find a document, a PDF that we created that will guide you through creating a sacred start script. So your sacred script. And no one can write it for you, but we can guide you because it's sacred to you. So you can get that for free over on the site at sacredstart.com. And now on to the conversation it's actually more of a monologue, but nevertheless, I hope you enjoy. The topic I would love to explore with you today is one of going backwards or falling away from the changes that you've made in your life when they were beneficial, so they seemed, and now you find yourself reliving them, going in reverse, it would appear to be the case for many. So I was asked this question by one of our dear listeners, and thought we'd take some time to explore it. As you know, with anything that we do in the world of coaching and therapy and divining conversations, it's always important to realize there's nuances, there's a context for each individual conversation. However, you do see patterns and you do recognize things and you do begin to understand things on a level that many people don't. And perhaps what I'm about to share with you will awaken you to certain truths and certain ideas and to greater understandings for yourself and why you might revert back to an old pattern that you thought had gone goodbye. First and foremost, let's come to this conversation with a deep appreciation, gratitude, and a whole lot of love for ourselves, because it's really easy to beat ourselves up. It's really easy to feel like, how could it be that I'm doing this again? How did I get stuck here again? How am I in this same place? Particularly if you thought you were already out of it, if you thought you had surpassed and triumphed over whatever this change and transformation was that you thought you had under control. There are possibilities that you're getting a secondary emotional payoff that might be blind to you. And when you realize and you look in and start exploring what this behavior is that you're partaking in. And again, this is a fun thing about it. Oftentimes when people are talking about behavior change or falling into an old pattern, they speak of it or they feel as if it's something that's bad, like something that is not necessarily beneficial. So this is why the nuances and the context matter. Obviously, if you're talking about something like an addiction that is really costing your life, well, then you need to step it up another level and get help and go back to the place that was helping you, reassess whatever it was, and get yourself back to that place, whoever you were working with or however you, you know, cleaned and cleared and brought yourself back to lucidity. But I'm not speaking to that, and the conversation and the question wasn't around that necessarily, but I want to put that out there because I have many friends and know many people who have relapsed, and this is not a place to have that conversation about relapse, particularly because I do not have any expertise in it, any professional expertise. I have a lot of experience with it, but those two things are different. So sometimes I'm very calculated about what I'll share here on Sacred Start for that particular reason. However, when it comes to other transformations or what appears to be a transformation, there are a couple of things that could be addressed. One is to know that it never was an actual transformation in the first place. So you see this a lot with people who will go to plants. This is really, it's glaringly loud when people go to plants, do plant medicine, ayahuasca, things of this nature. And they have this sort of aha moment, but nothing sticks, and they just come back into their old patterns. You know, so there was a sensation for a brief moment of a kind of transformation, but there really was no transformation had. There was nothing really different. There was no real learning, no real behavior change. There was a new experience. But potentially and possibly one reason why it feels like the thing that you are desiring or feeling like was so different that you've gone back to is not because you're not a changed and transformed, having a changed and transformed experience of life, but it's because the experience you had did not change or transform you in the way that you thought it did. So if you have an idea, if you had an idea of yourself like, oh, I went and did this thing, or I changed my life and made some different things happen here, and now I'm living like this, doing different things, so on and so forth. The tertiary experiences you're having may make it feel like you're doing something different, but the underlying emotions and the underlying state of being that you're carrying is not so much different. It's kind of like when you go travel and you take yourself with you and you think things will be different, or if you move to another city, but yet you're living with the same behaviors. So while everything looks a little bit different around you, the transformation or the change that you made isn't really a transformation or change in the way that you believe it to be or thought it is. So that's a possibility of why you might be assuming or feeling like you've gone backwards, because you never actually went forward. So it's a really funny thing to think about and to play with. It makes sense. And the way our minds work, it's very easy for us to confabulate and create stories around what we think we've done differently or who we are now, and in fact, we're really not. So that's important to recognize. The other thing about transformation is that it isn't permanent. So nothing, I have a deep reverence for Buddhism and its teachings, and you know, impermanence is one of the massively important teachings to understand. So why would you go backwards? Well, everything is impermanent. Just because you had a transformation doesn't necessarily mean that you can't transform back to who you once were or back. So then you might ask, well, why did I go back? Why did I choose to go back? Well, this is where the deep diving into the exploration of the choices you made will reveal to you why you might have gone backwards. So, and what were you saying backwards? It's not necessarily backwards, but maybe back is a better word to use. People often say backwards, but you're in a new moment, so you never can really go backwards. And you can't even go back, to be honest. It just will feel like that in some sense, on a gross level. So, and the question that I was actually originally asked, one of the things I was being pointed at was, why would, when one made these choices that apparently seemed to be enjoyable and wanted, why would I go back and choose this other way that doesn't seem like it is ideal or what I actually wanted, even though there's something to it? So I feel
and can see and sense in the question that it's not necessarily a good question and that it doesn't necessarily reveal the truth of the situation. So then you start asking, what is the truth of the situation? The truth is that you prefer what you're calling the back, going backwards. You're finding a joy in that and a happiness in that. And there could be many different reasons. It's comfortable, it's familiar, or the transformation and change that you wanted to create for yourself, you never really solidified it. But if you have the wherewithal and the self-awareness to even be asking a question like this, then it makes it a little bit more fun to play with and a little bit more confusing, because now you are splitting yourself into pieces and having a kind of dialogue between two different parts. So there's no coherence in the two parts. But again, like I said, the context matters, the nuances matter. So if we were to sit down and look at what parts of your former self you really enjoyed that you gave up for this new identity, this new self that you now, you went and visited and then reverted back to, which of these aspects of the creation of you did you enjoy in both of them? And is there the potential to meld them together for a hybrid version, a new iteration that's even better than the backwards person or the new person? And now you have recreated a more masterful piece for yourself that encompasses the things that you actually really do desire. Because often what happens is we get into something that we really enjoy for a bit, and then once we do it, we realize we don't enjoy it so much, or we forget what it was that was really turning us on and what was really exciting us about the thing that we chose to do differently in our life. And when we go on that journey, it's very easy to get distracted or to forget what was pulling us forward. And once we lose that pull, that new motivation, and once we lose sight of it, we don't really have an anchor. We don't really have an anchor to keep us grounded in it. So we just float backwards. And so having the recommitment or the vision to stay on it, to stay targeted, can also be one of the reasons why it's easy to choose the reverse desire, the reverse being, the backwards being. Then there are the other aspects of this, such as habits, rituals, environments. You know, the very common thing is you miss your friend if you left a certain situation or a hometown or whatever the case may be. We're just using that as an analogy. When you go back to it, or when you go back to being with your friend, you behave in the same way that you once did because it feels good, it's what's familiar, and you're getting some sense of compassion and warmth from that. So to check in with yourself about the environment you dropped into for this new self that has now become the old self, is that one of the reasons why? Because I will tell you what, it's very rare that a person's going to go backwards if they put themselves around new people and a new environment where the very nature of this new environment makes it more difficult to revert back to old habits, patterns, and even beliefs, to be honest. Because now you're going to start moving toward a different way of thinking and be supported toward a different way of thinking in this new environment around these new people. That's a really curious conversation as well. So these are just some of the reasons why somebody might revert back to past behaviors. I would actually say my first answer in response to this is probably the most accurate. That one, there never was really the transformation that you thought there was. And there was a change or a transformation in you of some kind, but not the transformation you actually thought or you think that you had from your future self that you became. It's really easy, like I said, to feel as if like, oh, I got this. Like I'm a whole different person now, when in fact you're not. And that kind of feels sucky to say, but it's a real beautiful truth to also acknowledge, because then you can say like, oh, I actually didn't change my view on the world and how I'm acting and behaving and the choices I'm making. And you don't have that integrated into your being as much as you thought. So that one is really a curious one to me. I see it a lot in people because it's very exciting to talk about particular ways of being and changes and ideas, but it's a whole different thing to actually live into them and express them and come from those, from that identity in the world. So I would check in with that. It's an incomplete answer, I know, but this is where the fun comes in divining the sacred for yourself and really getting honest and having a conversation with the universe or with one of us. We're here to have that conversation, so I'm happy to be happy to assist you in that conversation. Just contact one of us, that's what we're doing. And of course, if you want to join us on Sacred Start, that'd be wonderful as well. We're looking at building it out and just creating a nice intimate community where we can go deeper into conversations like these in a private way that's not here on the podcast. There are certain things I like to talk about and share that need to be done in confidentiality, because confidentiality matters. And I'm going to speak to that in an upcoming show on the studio, in the Sacred Start studio, because that matters a lot. And we're going to talk about trust and honesty and all these beautiful things, and identity some more. Thank you so much for that question. I really appreciate it. Send in more questions. I will address them. We'll be in conversation around them. There's something powerful that comes from thinking about things, from hearing outside perspectives, from having a different angle and a different reflection. It can transform and change and shift the way that you engage and are in relationship with reality. So thank you once again. Happy holidays. Come over and get the Sacred Start document, the script, if you haven't got it already. Let that be of service. And like I said, don't be shy. We're here to assist in the journey of divining and staying in touch with the sacred, which is all of life and all things.
If you're looking for a tribe to join, to become part of something where you could be supported in your way of seeing the world and understanding, if you're feeling a little bit outside of the norms and would take pleasure in sharing ideas, keeping the momentum moving more than anything, staying in the conversation around the sacred, really assist in keeping the momentum in your own life going and keeping each and every individual who understands what we're speaking of connected to each other. It's a joyful place to be. It's a lot of fun. And it's a celebration of life, which is my favorite. So come over, check it out, send us a message, join up if you feel called to do so. Don't hesitate. We're always here to have a conversation with you. And that is it for today. Ciao for now.